This is Focus on WJR, and I am Stephen Henderson, sitting in for Paul W. Smith. Glad you are joining us this sunny spring afternoon in Detroit. First real sunny, warm spring day that we have had here in 2026. I hope you are outside trying to enjoy it in some way. I am here in the studio for Paul W., but later today I am absolutely going to go out and get my toes in the grass and enjoy some of this sunshine. I hear it's not going to be with us for too long. I want to turn now to Michigan politics a little bit and talk with somebody who is one of the closest observers of politics here in our state. Chad Livengood is the political director for the Detroit News, a political editor for the Detroit News. Chad, welcome to Focus here on WJR.
Thanks, Stephen. It's good to hear you back on the airways of Detroit.
Yeah, it's fun to be back, at least for a little bit. I'm not sure I would go back for good. But let's talk about what went on in Michigan politics of note this weekend. It was interesting to me that I didn't see as much hoopla, I guess, about the Michigan Republican Convention as I normally would for, especially in an election year like this. But it did happen this weekend, and you guys on the political team at the Detroit News, you were there to cover it.
Yeah, so just for people to understand, in Michigan, we don't have primaries for attorney general, secretary of state, and other statewide races for like the University of Michigan, MSU, Wayne State, and the State Board of Education. Mm-hmm. We have a convention system where delegates to the state convention who are elected in county conventions, who initially are elected at the precinct level, end up at this state convention. About 2,000 political insiders in the Republican Party essentially picked their nominees this weekend for attorney general and secretary of state and these other races. And this is typically a very, very heated battle internally. Political consultants, it's really good for their business. They get to gin people up a little bit. They get to charge fees. I mean, we've had contested races for university. We've had nasty and expensive contested races mm-hmm. for the University of Michigan Board of Regents for an unpaid position before. This year, we had uncontested races for the university boards. And in the end, the race for Secretary of State, which was between Anthony Forlani, the Macomb County clerk, Monica Yatuma, a businesswoman and activist out in Oakland County, and Amanda Love, the school board member in Clarkston, was relatively tame, with the exception of some of the background of Amanda Love and her. She had this interesting, bizarre situation where her sister came out publicly and opposed her and yeah. said she was evil and detailed this whole family spat where the sister's husband got Child Protective Services called on them anonymously, and they were essentially pointing the finger at the sister, Amanda Love, the Clarkston school board member. So, I mean, the background of people does dredge up in these things. And then we had another case with in the attorney general's race between Eaton County prosecutor Doug Lloyd and Kevin Kievsky, an attorney from Birmingham, a divorce attorney from Birmingham, who had a nasty little a divorce of his own, in which some of the records of that got leaked out into the social media mm-hmm. and press, and so he was having to answer questions about that. But more, these candidates also are answering questions about who is experienced,
right.
who is electable. And this has been a question that Republican delegates in the past have kind of blown off. If folks might recall 4 years ago when the GOP nominated attorney Matt DiPerno, who just for full disclosure, once sued me in the whole Todd Corser scandal in Lansing. The lawsuit was lost and got thrown out. But nonetheless, Matt DiPerno had no background as a prosecutor or as an attorney that had done big work as a lawyer, and certainly had never run for office before. And then for Secretary of State, the Republicans nominated Christina Caramo, who was once a disc jockey, and no offense to disc jockeys here on the radio, but had really had no experience running for office, much less running elections. And typically, like in the past, we've had county clerks who are Secretary of State. Think about Candace Miller or Terry Lynn Land.
Sure.
All had backgrounds in election administration.
Right.
Ruth Johnson as well here in Oakland County, but they nominated Christina Caramo, and she got trounced by Jocelyn Benson by about 12 points.
I want to ask you what this tells us about where the Republican Party is here in Michigan. There is a struggle within the party, certainly between supporters of President Donald Trump and people who I think would call themselves more traditional Republicans. How does that narrative connect to what they were doing here this weekend with these nominations?
Yeah, we should tell people that they nominated Anthony Forlini, the Macomb County clerk, and Doug Lloyd, the Eaton County prosecutor, and they decided to go with experience. And as Jason Cable Rowe, the political consultant, kind of put, losing sucks, and that essentially is what some Republicans have kind of come to really appreciate after losing so many statewide races. And 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer and Jocelyn Benson and Dana Nessel in Lansing, and so they decided, hey, we got to nominate people that actually have track record, who can go up against some other people with track records. So on the Democratic side, they're looking at Democrats they're going to decide between Ellie Savitt, the Washtenaw County prosecutor, and Karen McDonald, the Oakland County prosecutor. So they decided we need to put a prosecutor up against a prosecutor, essentially, so we can go toe to toe on these issues. And same thing with there's likely the Democrats. Well, they either going to not likely, but I mean, in the Democratic Secretary of State field, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is kind of the favorite right now, but he's also got some really some tough competition with Barb Byram, the Ingham County clerk, and Susanna Ciccarelli, the former state lottery commissioner. But Byram is kind of trying to make the presentation to Democrats. Hey, look, we gotta nominate a clerk as well, to go up against a clerk and Anthony Forlini.
Yeah. Okay, Chad Livengood, political editor at the Detroit News. It is always great to talk with you. Great to talk with you here on Focus about the Michigan Republican Convention and the coming nominations from the Democratic Political Convention. When is that scheduled to take place, Chad?
April 19th.
April 19th.
Next
soon.
Month.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for joining us here on Focus.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with Paula Gardner, a reporter at Bridge, Michigan, wrote a really interesting story recently about a development outside of Flint that required that people who lived near it sell their homes in favor of building this factory. And then after they sold, the development never materialized. We're going to talk about that means and how that affects how we think about development and neighborhoods here in the state of Michigan. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Focus.